Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Moshe Abba ben Devora. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of today's daf is going to be the halacha of Noisar as it relates to the Karban Pesach. So the Karban Pesach was brought on Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach. The Karban Pesach was eaten Belel Tezvav Nisan, the night of the first Seder. It says in the Torah, V'loisoy siru mimenu ad boik. You had to make sure that all the meat of the Karban Pesach was eaten that night. You couldn't have any leftovers. If you have leftovers, be'esh tisroifu, you had a mitzvah to burn it. In other words, there's a loisa say in the Torah to make sure that you don't leave over any meat from the Karban Pesach. There's also a mitzvah asay that says that in the event that you left over from the Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah of sreifa, there's a mitzvah to burn the meat of the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Hatzamois, the Hagidin, the Hanoiser, the bones of the Karban Pesach, the sinews of the Karban Pesach, and any meat that was left over from the Karban Pesach, Yisarfu b'shisha asa, you have to burn. And when do you burn it? On the 16th day of Nisan. If the 16th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, you serve for B'yud Zayin, then you should burn on the 7th day of Nisan. And the reason is, L'fisha einon doichen loyas ha-Shabbos v'loyas ha-Yantav. Because Sreifas Noisar, even though it's a mitzvah, it says in the Torah, ba'ech tisreifu, but at the same time, it's not doichen Yantav, and it's certainly not doichen Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, in the event that one violated the lois ha-seh of a lois ha-siru mimenu ad-boiker, now he has a mitzvah of ha-nois mimenu ad-boiker ba'ech tisreifu, you would think the next morning, which is Tezvav, the first morning of Yontif, you should burn it. Says the Mishnah, you can't. You have to wait until the next day. What's the next day? In Eretz Yisrael, it's the first day of Chol HaMoed. Then you're allowed to do Melachos, so then you're going to burn it. What if the next day is Shabbos? Then you're going to have to wait another day. The point is that Sreifas Noisar is not Doicha Shabbos, and Sreifas Noisar is not Doicha Yontif. So the Mishnah mentioned 3 parts of the Karban Pesach that had to be burnt. The Atzamos, the bones, the Gidin, and the Noisar. Now that's Poshet. That the only reason you would have to burn the Atzamos and the Gidin of the Karban Pesach is if they were Noisar. There's no halacha that says you have to burn the bones of the Karban Pesach. There's no halacha that says you have to burn the Gidin of the Karban Pesach. There's a halacha that says you have to burn Noisar. So really, Atzamos, Gidin, and Noisar are a little bit repetitive. It's Noisar that has to be burned. In the event that the Atzamos is Noisar, in the event that the Gidin are Noisar, you would have to burn the Atzamos, and you would have to burn the Gidin. But really, Atzamos, Gidin, and Noisar are just 3 different ways of saying the same thing, that the Noisar would have to be burned. If that's the case, I mean, the obvious question, before we even start the Gemara, is that why did the Mishnah single out Atzamos and Gidin? If Noisar needs to be burned, so why then would we single out Atzamos and Gidin? If the Atzamos are Noisar, they have to be burned. If they're not Noisar, they don't have to be burned. The same is true for the Gidin. So why did the Mishnah say Atzamos v'Agidin v'Hanoisar? So what's going to emerge from the sugya is that the Atzamos and the Gidin that the Mishnah is referring to were Atzamos and Gidin that were destined from the time that you shechted the Karban Pesach to at some point be Noisar. And being that they were destined to be Noisar, it's for that reason they're singled out in the Mishnah. Meaning your classic Noisar is Noisar where you violated the Lois HaSei in the Torah. You had Bechira Natu, but you violated the Pasuk that says, V'Lois HaSei Mimenu Ad Boiker, says the Torah, you go ahead and burn it. That's Noisar and the Gidin are being singled out because the way they became Noisar wasn't some sort of punk, but it seems that they were somewhat destined, Lakach. And as a result, at the very least, we single it out. That's number 1. Number 2, the daf for the first half is going to discuss Atzamos, and the second half is going to discuss Gidin. So let's just be makdim the first part of the daf. So the Mishnah says that if you have Atzamos that are Noisar, the halach is you would have to burn it. There's an obvious question here. Why do you have to burn Atzamos? How could Atzamos even be Noisar? Noisar means meat that was supposed to be eaten that wasn't eaten. There's no mitzvah to eat the Atzamos of the Karban Pesach. If there's no mitzvah to eat it, then there's no lois asay of a lois yisir mimenu ad boiker. And if that's the case, there's no asay of a lois mimenu ad boiker ve'esh tisroifu. So really, we have to ask ourselves, why does Atzamos even play out in the sugya of Noisar? The teretz is, we have to be talking about Atzamos that has meat inside of it. Marech, marrow. So some bones have marrow inside. The marrow is basa. And because the marrow is basar, if the marrow was left overnight, then the marrow would be noiser, and there would be a din of anoisim imenu apoyker be'ish tisrei. So that's pashit. The Gemara is going to speak this out, but it's kedai to do the teirush about that first. That the atzomis of the Mishnah is talking about atzomis that have mayach inside. There's marich. Because otherwise it makes no sense why you would have to burn the atzomis. Atzomis themselves can't be noiser. But even if we establish that, which we have to, that the atzomis are talking about atzomis that have mayach, but the question still begs itself. Why are you burning the bones? Crack the bone, take out the mayach, and burn the mayach. Why are we burning the bone? That's going to be the topic of the first part of the daf. Zok Gemara, Amar Rav Mari Baravu, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Mari Baravu is said in the name of Rav Yitzchak. Tzomis kachim shishim shu noitzer. If you have atzomis of kachim, lav dafka carbon pesach, you had the bones of any carbon, and these bones facilitated noitzer. What does it mean to facilitate a noiser? There was noiser, there was marrow inside the bones. So the halach is metamina sayodayim. These bones are going to be metamina biyodayim, just like noiser is metamina biyodayim. We're going to learn a Mishnah, Mesechtes Pesachim, the very end of the Mesechta, that just like noiser is possible and needs to be burnt, noiser is also tameh. In fact, Chazal said that pigul noiser should both be treated as tumah. The reason is because once upon a time, people took tumah very seriously. They took tumah more seriously than chayvi krisus and they chayvi mises bezdin. And Chazal felt that if they would say that pigul and noiser are tameh, meaning if you touch it, you become tameh, it would be a good preventative measure to make sure that pigul and noiser wouldn't happen. But the halach is that noiser is tameh. Said Rav Yitzchak that if you have atzamos that are attached to noiser, they facilitate, they're meshamish, the noiser. The halach is that just like the noiser itself is metames ayodayim, so too the atzomis are going to be metames ayodayim. The question is why? The atzomis at the end of the day are bones. They're not noiser. So Yitzchok explained. He said, Hoyo v'nasu basus l'davar aser. The reason is because it's a basus l'davar aser. Even though in and of itself is not noiser, it's not a davar aser, but like in Hilchas Mukza, there's something called a basus l'davar aser. It's a basis. It's a yesoid. It facilitates a davar aser, and that's enough to treat it like in davar and aser. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchok just said a very big chiddush. His chiddush, which is more negay the laws of tumah v'tahira. Incidentally, the Maseres Hashas sends you to Chulin Daf Kuf Chafem and Aleph. That's Perek Ha'Orva Ha'Roitev. That's where a lot of these halachas are discussed. But what the Rabbi Yitzchok was saying was that the atzamos of noisar, if there's noisar inside of it, are treated like noisar itself. So as the one in Masayele, I think I have a tremendous riot to Rabbi Yitzchok's chiddush. Unzer mission. The mission said, "Atzamis v'gidim anoisar yisar for l'tazayin." The bones and the gidim and the noisar should all be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. Hani atzamis heichadomi. What kind of atzamis are we talking about? Even at the last bumayach, if we're talking about atzamis that don't have any marrow in it, lama b'sreifa. Why do you have sreifa? Nishdinu, just throw it away. These atzamis are not noisar. Basar is noisar, not atzamis. Elopshita says the Gemara. It's pasha, like we spoke at in the introduction. It's not just the case, but pshita, it's obvious, this boom mayach, there's no other way to learn. It's talking about where these bones had mayach inside. Says the Gemara, if the halacha is that if you have bones that are meshamish noiser, they're treated like noiser, so I understand why you have to burn the bones themselves. Because just like the mayach needs to be burned, the bones need to be burned because the bones are being meshamish the mayach. But if you're going to tell me that at some ways, then a meshamish noiser is nothing. Lama lusreifa. Then why do you have to burn it? Nitravinu. Just break the bones. Vinechaltzel amayach. Take out the marrow. Didu. Vinisrafei. And then burn the marrow. Vinishdinu lididu. And get rid of the bones. Oh, elalav shmami no. You know, you see from here, from the fact that you have to burn not just the marrow in the bone, but the bone itself must be shimush noiser milsi. That shimush noiser is a milsa. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yitzchok said, es chindish in hilchas tumah v'tahayra. But at the same time, we have a riot from our Mishnah to where Rabbi Yitzchak said. Rabbi Yitzchak said that the atzomis that are meshamish the noiser are treated like noiser. How? It's metamas yadayim. You see it from our Mishnah. From the fact that you have to burn the atzomis in our Mishnah, and you can't just crack the bone, take the mayach out and burn the mayach, must be because now the atzomis have a life of their own. Now the atzomis are also treated like noiser. They're bones. How could they be noiser? You couldn't have eaten it. So how is it treated as leftovers? Leftovers is what you were supposed to eat and you didn't eat. Oh, because it's being meshamish the noiser, because there's mayach inside of it. So you see that shimush noiser milsi, but the Gemara says amri loy. You have no raya from the Mishnah. Why? Loy, maybe l'chashi mishnei islam milsi. Maybe I'll tell you that atzomis that are meshamish noiser is really nothing. The kasavar. So if that's the case, what's the kasha? Now why in the Mishnah do you have to burn the bones? Just break the bones, take out the mayach, and throw the bones away. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. You know why? Because boy bekasher fa'afilu bepasal. It says in the Torah, ve'etzem loisishberu boy. And the word boy teaches me, not only are you not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's kosher, but you're also not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's pasul. So being that you can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's pasul, that's why you can't just break the bones, burn the mayach, and get rid of the bones. You can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach. Is that true? A filu b'pasul? So, g'daitach, is there an issa to break the bones of a Korban Pesach, even if the Korban Pesach is pasul? But time we learned in the Mishnah, avol ha'moyseh b'tar, if somebody leaves over from a Korban Pesach that's tar, v'ashivre b'tamei, or if somebody breaks the bones of a Korban Pesach that's tamei, enei soifech is harban. The halach is, you don't get malchus. So, what do you see from here? It sounds like there's no iser. If you don't get malchus for being shaver betame, so it sounds like there is no iser. Mara says, like, there are times where it's usr to break the bones of a Korban Pesach, that's possible, and there are times where it's not usr. If this Korban Pesach was never kosher, then the halacha is, if you broke the bones, it wouldn't be a problem. If, however, this Korban Pesach was kosher, and then something happened that made it possible, oh, then the halacha would be that if you would break, it would be us. We're dealing with noiser. What's noiser? It started off kosher. Everything was great. Erev Pesach knacked. The Seder knacked. But the next morning, you left over a little bit of basma. And there were atzamis that had mayach inside of it. Oh, it had a shasak kosher. Oh, but the halacha is, it would be aser. But the point is, you want to know why you're not allowed to break the bones and just get rid of the bones and burn the mayach? Because it's aser to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. Is there a tana that we can find that said this distinction specifically? That sometimes it's aser to break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's pasul, and sometimes it's mutter. It depends on was it ever mutter or not. The Gemara says, yeah, we have a mefurish, a tana, and you know the tana is Rabbi Yaakov. It's a tana Rabbi Yaakov. Tana, you learn to the Brisa, it says you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. That means it's aser to break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's kosher, but it's not aser to break the bones of a Korban Pesach that's pasul. Rabbi Yaakov says it depends. If it was once kosher, the Korban Pesach was a real kosher Korban Pesach, and then it became possible, then it would be also to break the muscle. If, however, it was never kosher, then it's not going to be us. Rab Shimon is another sheet that he said, doesn't matter, there's never an Issa Shviras Etzem in the event that it is possible. But the point is, Rabbi Yaakov's sheet is very, very clear. If it has a Shasa Kosher, then it would be also to break the bones. If it doesn't have a Shasa Kosher, it would be mutted to break the bones. That's how you reconcile the steer. So just to pause for one second. The Gemara began with a statement that Rav Yitzchak said regarding the atzamos of kachim that are being mishamish noiser as it relates to the halacha of tumas ayodaim. Noiser is metamas ayodaim. What about bones that have noiser inside of it? Rav Yitzchak was mechadish that it's also going to be metamas ayodaim. But the reason the Gemara brought this memra from Rav Yitzchak is not because we're discussing the sugyas of noiser being metamas ayodaim. That's sugyas of mesachtes chul. The reason we brought it is because the Gemara thought that there was a raya to what Rabbi Yitzchak said from Unzer Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara went into our Mishnah and had a little bit of a discussion in our Mishnah. And what emerged really is with two pshatim had to understand Pashup Shana in the Mishnah. So what does this mean? The Mishnah said that the bones of a Korban Pesach that were left over are considered noiser, and as a result, it's included in the din of Anoisim Imenu at Boykabesh Tisroy. That's Pashup. We're talking about bones that have mayach inside of it. Because if there's no mayach, just bones, it's not noiser. Why would you have to burn it? But even so, why do you burn the bone? You should crack the bone, take the mayach, and burn the mayach. And really, what came out from the Gemara is two mahalchim. One pshat, Rabbi Yitzchok would learn this way, is because the bones, even though they're not noiser, but they're being meshamish noiser. And if you're being meshamish noiser, you get treated like noiser. Noiser needs to be burned. So atzamos that are being meshamish noiser also need to be burned. Another pshat that came out from the Gemara is the reason you can't break the bones is because it's awesome to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. It says in the Torah, even of a possible Korban Pesach, albeit if it had a Shasak Kosher, and as a result, that's why you wouldn't be able to burn. So two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either the reason you have to burn the bone, you can't just break it, is because the bone itself is a shtik noiser, because it was Meshamish noiser, or it's because there's an external iser that says, there's a very obvious nafgemina between the two pshatim. Our Mishnah is talking about Korban Pesach. What would be if this wasn't a Korban Pesach? What would be if it was a Korban Shlamim? Korban Shlamim is also subject to the laws of Noiser. Noiser is not exclusive to Karban Pesach, Noisar is included in every single Karban. So what would be the halacha there? If you have Atzamos that have Mayach, that's Noisar. If the reason you have to burn the Atzamos is because it's Mishamish Noisar, so it doesn't matter if it's a Karban Pesach, Achatas, Shlomim, and Oshem, it's always going to be the same thing. If, however, the reason that you have to burn the Atzamos is because there's a Loisa saying the Torah, the Etzam Lois Ishbru, boy, oh, that's unique to the Karban Pesach. That's because when we eat the Karban Pesach, we eat like Bnei Chayrin, like Melachim, so you're not supposed to break bones. But that Isra of Etzam Lois Ishbru, boy, is only true for the Karban Pesach. So with Chapa Poshit Nafgamina, between the two Pshatim and the Gemara, what would be if the carbon was not Unzer Sugya, not Psochim, but we were learning Zvochim now, and we were learning the halachas of some other carbon. So with that introduction, with that segue, says the Gemara, Meisavei, I'll ask you a kasha, Kol Atzam is a Kachim, all bones of Kachim ain't to Unin Srefa, do not need to be burnt. Chutz me atzmois Pesach, with the exception of the bones of the carbon Pesach, mipnei atakolo, because of the noiser, the mayach that might be inside these bones. So the Gemara says like this: Hani atzmois heichidami. This braisa is discussing the same halacha that the Mishnah was discussing. It's discussing the bones of a carbon. Now, what's the exact case? If it's talking about where there was no marrow inside, why do you have to burn it? Why are we talking about burning bones of a carbon? There's no reason to burn it. It means there was mayach inside. There's marrow inside. As a result, there's a problem of noisin. Now, if you're going to tell me that shimush noisin is milsa, that's miskachim, am I into an insreifo? So why don't you have to burn that? That's miskachim. In other words, we just said tup shatim, had a limshat the Mishnah. We even said that we know the Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, what would be if it wasn't a Karban Pesach? We have a Mufurish Braisa. The Braisa makes a distinction between the Karban Pesach and between Shar Kachin. Oh, it's Mufurish then. If this halacha in the Braisa says is only true by Karban Pesach and it's not true by other Kachin, must be, what's the Pshat in our Mishnah? It's a Pshat that's exclusive to Pesach. It's because it says in the Torah, that's why it's Ishbaru. Because if Pshat is like Rabbi Yitzchak said, that the reason you have to burn the bone, you can't just crack the bone, burn the bone. The reason you have to burn the bone is because it's Mishamish the Noiser, then it should be true for Shar Kachim as well. The point is, we have a Mefurish Abraisa that was Mechalek between Psachim and Shar Kachim. A Mefurish Abraisa that said this halach is only true by Psachim. If that's the case, it's a Mefurish Abraisa, not like Rav Yitzchak, and that's the Gemara's Meisve. So because of this Kasha, the Gemara is now going to have to say that this Braisa shouldn't be taken literally. Meaning, it would seem very tempting to learn that this Braisa is just a more extended version of the Mishnah. We always speak out that the Mishnah was written under the guise of La'olam Yeshana Adam L'Talmidei B'Derech Ktsara. It was written with the mindset of let's be Makatzer as much as possible. And that's why very often Amiram would debate how to understand the Mishnah, and they'd bring Brayas from a Braisa. That's Talmud Bavli 101. Mishnah, Yiboyelohu. One Amar says this way, one Amar says that way, and then we start pulling out Bryce's to see if maybe if Bryce add a little bit of language. So it sounded like this Bryce is really saying the halacha of the Mishnah, and it's saying that the Mishnah's halacha is only true by Pesach, not by Shar Kachim. If that's the case, we're machriya between the two Pshatim and the Mishnah. But the Gemara says because it is Kasha, you're going to have to say differently. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, Nachum Yitzchak said that really the Mishnah, the Bryce means something else. It's talking about where you found bones, but the bones were already cracked. Different case. You didn't find whole bones. You found broken bones. And there was no mayach inside. There was once mayach inside, but right now, not. Says the Gemara, atzmois kachim, the bones of kachim, the im behem isham shviras ha'etzem, where there's no issa to break the bone, kamed din ha'avi noisa chaltzenu. So now we're going to assume that the bones were probably broken a little while ago. There's no issa to break the bones. So if you found broken bones, we'll assume they've been broken, I don't know, from the beginning. You cut it with a knife that broke it, right? The Karban Pesach, they used to use a special knife. But the Chagigas Yudal, they needed that special knife for, or the Kachim they didn't. So maybe these bones were broken earlier. If that's the case, there's no reason to assume that the Mayach that was inside was ever nicer. So we'll have a Shimush nicer. So there's no reason to assume that these bones ever facilitated nicer. So there's no reason to have to burn it. However, the bones of the Karban Pesach, neither is an Isser of Shviras Etzem. You're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach. So if that's the case, if you see broken bones, we have to stop being Dan Lekavschos. What are you, broken bones of a Karban Pesach? Chas v'chalila. Who would be over there? Loisah saying the Etzem Loisah Shberubai. So you know what probably happened? Emer lebasar den havi noisah with the chaltzenu. Somebody probably thought that once it's noisah, there's no issah to break the bones anymore. And that's probably when it was broken. If that's the case, the havalu shimush noisah. So now we have to assume that it was probably broken after it was noisah. L'may nafgamino, the bones now were mishamish the noisah. Ubay yisreifah, that's why you would have to burn the sreifah. So l'oylam, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that you really have to burn any atzamos that were mishamish noiser. If that's the case, why don't you have to burn the atzamos that were mishamish the noiser b'sharz vachem? Because who said they were mishamish the noiser? When you found that they were already broken, the moich wasn't there. The question is, do we have to speculate and do we have to start thinking the worst that maybe the bones were mishamish the noiser? Shar kachim, there's no reason to. But as it relates to the Karban Pesach, here there is a reason to. Because it's usher to break the bone. So it's mistaber that the bones were broken when it wasn't usher anymore, when the person felt, oh, it's noiser, so now already I can break the bone. That means at the very least it was mishamish the noiser. If it was mishamish the noiser, that's why it needs Reif. Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said a similar tear. It's not the same, but oh, very, very similar. Talking about where you found piles of bones. And on top, they were broken bones. Now, you don't know what's going on underneath, and it's going to be a big tircha to start sorting it all out. At some is kachin, the bones of kachin, ain't bem nishum shviras etzem, but there's no issa shviras etzem, the kula habachalotzu. You have a right to assume that they're probably all broken. If they're all broken, no reason to assume there's any noiser going on there, and that's why there's no reason to have to break the, burn the at samis. However, as it relates to the bones of the carbon pesach, there we're concerned that maybe the ones that are broken are broken. Maybe the ones underneath and are not broken. And that's what the Bryce is saying. Those you would have to sort out. What Rav Zvid is saying a little different, again, he's making an akimta in the Braisa, but what he's saying a little bit different is that according to the first pshat, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, if you would find the bones of a carbon pesach that were broken, you would assume that there was noiser, and as a result, you would have to burn those bones. Rav Zvid's arguing with that point. He's saying that if you found it broken and there was no moich inside, you don't assume that these atzomis were ever mishamish noiser. If, however, you found bones that were broken and you know there are other bones, you can't assume that because this is broken, that's broken, and the male, you don't have to worry about it. You have to assume that maybe what's broken is broken, what's not broken is not broken. Why? What's the difference? Why by kachim do you assume they're all broken and here you don't assume they're all broken? Because usually if you see a pile of bones and the top layers are broken, so the mistama all broken. But by the carbon pesach, there's an umdana to think they're not broken. Why? Because it's usher to break. Because if that's only sish berubai, either way, this concludes the first part of the daf, the part of the daf that discusses the first word of the Mishnah. Ha-atzamos. The Mishnah said, the bones of a carbon pesach that's noiser that had to be burnt, it's not because of the bones, it's because of the mayach that's inside the bones. Why can't you just break the bone and burn the mayach? So we have two pshatim. Either because the atzamos wants the mishamish the noiser, get a din of noiser, and that's why it's included in the din of Eish Disraifu, or the reason is because at the end of the day, you have to be worried because of the Isra of Shviras Etzem. If there's an Isra of Shviras Etzem, and we assume that the Isra of Shviras Etzem is true, even if the Basner was nicer, even if it was Basel, so it's for that reason, you wouldn't be able to burn it. So the next word of the Mishnah was V'hagidin. Any gid of the Karban Pesach also has to be burned. Now, gidin are different than atzamos, because gidin, for the most part, are roi l'achila. We have a loisa saying the Torah, now let it eat the gid ha'nosha, which implies that Gidin are roi l'achila. So the question is, why the Gidin mentioned separately in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, noiser needs to be burnt. At some ways we understand. At some ways we're clearly a little complicated. But why did the Mishnah have to single out Gidin? Zok de Gemar. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Kol ha-Gidin basar. All the Gidin of an animal have a din of basar, chutz mi-gidei tzavar, with the exception of the Gidin that are inside the neck of an animal. And the reason is because the Gidin that are in the neck of the animal, says Rashi, is kasha, it's very hard, the eitz ba'almo. And all it is a shtikholz. So anytime you have halacha of basar, you want to know the gidin inside the tzavar. Is it basar, is it not basar? So that's what we just said in the name of Rav. All the gidin are considered basar, with the exception of those gidin. And we're going to focus now on the gidin, need to be burnt on the 6th day of Nisan. What kind of gidin are we talking about? Gidei basar, are we talking about the gidin that are regular basar, meaning regular gidin nechlenu, then you should eat it. Why does the Mishnah say Be'ish Yisroifu? Vidi toiser, elamai, you're talking, oh, punk, it's talking about what you didn't eat. Okay, I don't know, sir. That it's included in us. Meaning, why are we singling out elopshin to gidei tzav? It's pashid. That we mean is the gidin that are inside the neck of the animal. So, yeah, I'm a bishlam, a basar, and a bishlam, if you're going to tell me that the gidin that are in the tzavar is basar, amtullah, hachi, ba'isreifu. That's why you need tzreif. El, yamad, la basar. If you can tell me it's not basar, lama, lu, sreifu. Why do you have to burn it? In other words, the Gemara was bothered, why do we single out gidin? Right? Why are we singling it out? It's basar. So if it's basar, then it's included in noiser. Must be, we're talking about gidin that people don't eat. Which gidin would people not eat? The gidin that are hard, that like are wood. The gidin that are inside the tzavar. Okay, but what do you see? That those gidin need to be burnt. Now, it had to be singled out because maybe you would have thought it's not basar. But the point is that you see at the end of the day, kamash malon, those gidin are burnt. If they're burnt, that means it's basar. That's not like what Rabbi Yudam Rav said. Rabbi Yudam Rav said that the gidin of the tzavar are not basar. If when the Mishnah says gidin, it means the gidin of the tzavar, because otherwise, why do we have to single out the gidin? That's good. You see, there was a havamina maybe that the gidim of the tzavah should be different. But the maskana, they're not different. Lefiha MS, they are burnt. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yudam Rav. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Chizda said no. When the Mishnah says gidin, it never meant the gidin in the tzavah. Because the gidin in the tzavah, Rabbi Yudam Rav holds, is not basar. If it's not basar, there's no din of Be'esh this rifle. What then did the gidin mean? And why are we singling gidin out? What we're referring to is the gidan nosh. Falibid Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda. So just pause for 1 second. We know what the Gidan Ash is. It's the third mitzvah in the Torah. The minyan hachinuch, the first loisa say in the Torah, thou shalt not eat the gid hanasha. Now, the Gidan Ash is a gid of an animal. The Gidan Ash is roi lachiva. Some of the best meat is in the neighborhood of the Gidan Ash. But at the same time, the Gidan Ash is asr b'achiva. Now, because the Gidan Ash is asr b'achiva, it doesn't have a din of basar as it relates to noiser. It's an interesting halacha. Right? You would have thought the gidanash is basar. So if it's basar, avad it's included in the din of anoiser v'menu abaykabesh this rifle. But because it's asa b'achila, it's not. What's the reason for it? It's pasha. It's not leftovers. Noiser is leftovers. If you weren't allowed to eat it, it's not noiser. Because you couldn't eat it. So it can't be leftovers. As a result, it's not included in the din v'anoiser v'menu abaykabesh. So you can't just say gidanash. Gidanash is not going to help you. There's no din. Straight on the Gidanasha, it's not noiser because you were never allowed to eat it. But the Gemara didn't just say Gidanasha. The Gemara said, Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda. So who's Rabbi Yehuda? So Mesechtes Chulin, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim, whether Gidanasha means both Gidim of the animal or not. So the animal has the right Gidanasha and the left Gidanasha. Chamim Shita is the Gidanasha is only the Yamin. It's only the right side. Rabbi Yehuda said it's both sides. So Zok the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the Gid Anosh is not only one Gid, it's both Gid, and we can understand this Mishnah. So let's see inside. Time we learn to the Brayis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, that really, the Gid Anosh is only Noyig by one. The Hadas Machras Shal Yemin. And he said that the Das is Machras, that it's supposed to be the right one. If that's the case, if the Gid Anosh is really only one, again, Chalim Shita is the Gid Anosh is both. It's the right and the left. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, it's only Noyik by one. Now, that's Machras, that which one is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be the right one. So, if that's the case, that means you have two Gidin. One of them is the Gid Anosh, the other one is not the Gid Anosh. So, the one that's the Gid Anosh, that's not Noyser. The one that's the Gid, but the one that's the Gid Anosha is not Noiser. But the one that's not the Gid Anosha, the other Gid, is really going to be Noiser. So that other Gid, which you can't eat, because, as we'll see in a second, that other Gid is not Gid Anosha, yet you cannot eat it, therefore it needs to be burnt. Says the Gemara, the Elof, that's the case, Tifshoit. If this is really true, then we should be able to be machriya shayla that the Gemara declared in Masechta Schulin. And that is, the Gemara had a suffix whether when Rabbi Yehuda said that Gid Anosh is Einu Noyeg Elo Ba'achas. Was it a suffix that he had? He wasn't sure which one, and he picked the right, but which one, the right one, or he knew for sure. So the Gemara says, must be he had a suffix, because even if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda said that it's only Noyeg by the Min, he knew Bepshita's only Noyeg by the Min. I hate that Teren Nechlu, this in the Shadya. So the one that is Mutter, that one you should just eat. There's no reason for it to be Noyser. And the one that's Usser, that one you should throw away. Lamali Srefa. So why do we say Srefa? In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, only one of the two Gidanoshas are really the Gidanosha. So therefore, the Gidanosha, that's the real Gidanosha, that you don't have to burn. But the Gidanosha that's not really the Gidanosha, that one really you should be able to eat, that's the one that the Mishnah says that you're supposed to go ahead and that you're supposed to burn. So when the Mishnah said you burn the Gid, and it's like a Chiddush of some sorts, you know what the Chiddush is? We're talking about that other Gid. But the Gemara says that that's only true if Rabbi Yehuda held you not allowed to eat either one of the Gidin. Because he was mesupik, which is, he said, Adas Machras, I think it's the right one, but he wasn't 100% sure. So then, the other gig, even though it's not really the Gid Anosha, is going to be nicer inevitably, because you can have no choice but to end up burning it. But if when Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadas machras, that it means the amin, that only the amin is to get the anasha, but the left is for sure not to get the anasha, you're allowed to eat it. So then we're back to square one. Then it should just be included in the laws of Noisar. Amr Rav Ikam Bar Chanina. So Rav Ikam Bar Chanina said no. What the Gemara means is like this. Maybe really Rabbi Yehuda holds we know which one is the get anasha. But what would be if you knew which was which and then they got confused? So now the halach is going to be you're going to end up having to not eat any of them, because one of them is the get anasha, and you can't misafik eat either one. The other one is inevitably going to have to be burnt, and being that the other one's inevitably going to have to be burnt, so that's what the Mishnah meant when it said gidin. So just to stop one second, this was a drop confusing. So basically, the Mishnah said, the question is, why are we singling out gidin? Like, what's the big deal about the gidin? So first the Gemara thought, maybe it's coming to teach me the gidin and the tzavah. That would imply, however, the gidin and the tzavah is treated like basar. Rabbi Dama Rav said, the gidin and the tzavah is not treated like basar. Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why we singled out the gidin. You know why? Because when the Mishnah says noiser, it means meat that maybe will be noiser, maybe won't be noiser. The gid, it's possible, there's a mitzvah where it's inevitably going to be noiser. Which gid is inevitably going to be noiser? The gid anosha al libid Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? According to the Chachamim, both gid anoshas are the gid anosha. If that's the case, then a noiser. Noiser means it was left over. You couldn't eat it. It's not going to be left over. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only one of them is the gid anosha. But at this, so being that only one of them is the gid anosha, the other one is inevitably going to be noiser. Why is the other one inevitably going to be noiser? So the Gemara says one of two mahalchim. Either because Rabbi Yehuda really was mesupik which one's which. So being that he's mesupik which one's which, you can't eat either one of them. One, because it's the real deal, that one's not nicer. The other one, because you just don't know which is which. That one will be nicer. So at the end of the day, you're going to end up with one that's nicer, that added a gate is nicer, because you never even had a hamamina to be able to eat it, and that's why the Mishnah singled it out. Because nicer in the Mishnah are things that punk became nicer. When the Mishnah said, oh, atzami, it's like gidin, there is a gid that's for sure going to be nice. For instance, what about according to the Manama that holds, that according to Reb Yehuda, it's only the right gid, and we know it's the right gid. So again, the right gid is not nicer, and the left gid is just regular basna. So Mar says, for that already, you would have to make an akint. It's all about where you confuse the two gidin. Being that you confuse the two gidin, now you're going to end up with two gidin that you're not going to eat. One because it's gid hanasha, the other one not gid hanasha. You're going to end up having no choice but to burn both. And that other one you burnt as soon as it got confused, even before it became nicer, it was already destined to be nicer. That's the akint of the Mishnah when it said gidin, and that's what we're referring to. Amarav. Rav Asher said a different tarot. Like, the Mishnah doesn't mean gid. And the Mishnah means the shuman of the gid. It means the fat of the gid anasha. Time we learn to the Raisa, shamnei muta. The shuman of the gid is really muta. You're allowed to eat it. The Yisrael k'doishim ein b'yidin k'doishim v'noigim b'yisr. They used to be noig yisr. So when the yidin shechted the carbon Pesach, the shuman of the gid, they didn't eat. The shuman of the gid, they were allowed to eat. That means it's chal noiser on it. But they didn't eat it. But it was chal noiser right away. Because it was inevitable. Not that the Isser was chal right away, but it was inevitable right away that it was going at some point to become noiser. So that's why the Mishnah singled it out. Ravina said a similar test. Bechitza, we're talking about the outer part of the Gid Anasha. Ravina Mashmul, Beis Gid in him. There's two parts to the Gid. Pnimi, the inner part, Hasamach, that's closer to the bone, Aser. V'chayav and Olav. That's the real Gid Anasha. Chitza, the outer part, Hasamach, the Basar, Aser. V'ein Chayav and Olav, meaning, what does it mean? Asa yinach chayef? It's only asa midrabbana. So that part of the gid, also you can't eat, because it's asa midrabbana, but at the same time, it's not asa midrayisa. Therefore, it would be chal on it nicer, because midrayisa you could eat it. And therefore, it's nicer. You knew it was going to be nicer immediately. And as a result, the Mishnah singled it out. So when the Mishnah singled out gidin, why did it single out gidin? Shouldn't gidin just be part of the whole spiel? It's part of the meat. If you can eat it, you can eat it. So when the Mishnah says nicer, it needs to be burned. So obviously, gidin needs to be burned. So the Gemara gave a whole bunch of suggestions. Either we're talking about the gidin, the tzavar, which is maybe you would have thought not really lachila kamash falon that it's included in nicer. Gemara had a little bit of an issue with that. Then we said maybe it's the other gid hanasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds only one of the gidin are really the gid hanasha. Maybe it's referring to the shuman of the gid hanasha. Maybe it's referring to the outer part of gid hanasha that's only asim of the rabbanon. The point is, it's possible that either there's a chiddush in gid, or at least not a chiddush, but being that the gid inevitably, from the time you shechted the carbon Pesach, was already oimate to become nicer, that was enough of a reason for the Tana and the Mishnah to single it out. So what was the halach in the Mishnah? The halach in the Mishnah was, nicer needs to be burnt. It's a pasuk in the Torah. When do you do the sreifa? Said the Mishnah, the earliest on the 16th day of Nisan. Why the 16th day of Nisan? You brought the Karm Pesach and you dalit. You ate it Balel Tezvav. Tezvav in the morning. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's Rizim Akdim in the mitzvahs. V'anoysim v'menuah b'ikabesh t'sreifas. And Mishnah, I'll tell you why. Because it's Yontif Tezvav. And Sreifas Nois is a mitzvah, but it's not Doicha Yontif, and it's certainly not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Look at the Gemara v'amai. Why not? Neisya, say v'yitchi loisase. Why don't we say that the say of Sreifas Noiser is Doicha the loisase of Of what? Of burning the Noisar. Meaning, burning Noisar is a lois nase. What's the lav? You're not allowed to burn food. Maybe there's an element of bishul, but the point is, there's a lois nase, there's a chil Shabbos. There's a chil yontif that's taking place. Right, the Gemara. So what? That there's a chil. At the end of the day, you have an ase of Srefas Noiser. There's a lois nase of Melechas Yontif. Ase is always doich a lois nase. So why don't we say ase doich a lois nase? Amr Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah said, V'chein tonit ve'chizkiyah. Now we did Chizkiyah say it, the Rosh Hashiva, but the ve'chizkiyah also said it. Now what does the ve'chizkiyah mean? The Ve is the yeshiva. So they said it in the yeshiva of Chizkiyah, and Chizkiyah said it. Oh my God, it says in the Apostle, Yisrim imenu ad boiker. Ma'noisim imenu ad boiker be'ish tisrev. She'in tamalim ad boiker. Ma'tamalim ad boiker. Why do I have to say the word ad boiker twice? Don't leave it over until the morning. And if you leave it over until the morning, yeah, we got the point. In the morning. So why do I have to say the word boiker twice? Litin le boiker shenilis refas. To teach me, you don't burn it that first morning. You burn it the next morning. I mean, you're right. Based on the rules and regulations of Aseidah Echolosa, you should be able to burn it right away on Tezvav in the morning. But it says boiker sheni to teach me you can't burn it until the night. Bayam Abayi said, oh my God, it says in the Torah, oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat. We learn from there, but loy oilas chol b'Shabbos, loy oilas chol b'yontif. You're not allowed to burn even a kashra oila that was brought during a weekday on Shabbos. You're not allowed to burn a kashra oila that was burned during the week on Yontif. And if that's the case, if you see that even Akhtara, which is kosher, is not Doicha Shabbos and is not Doicha Yontif, then certainly Srefas Kachim Psulim is not going to be Doicha Shabbos and is not going to be Doicha Yontif. Rav said, Amar Kos Lointaf in the following pasuk. It says, Hu Levado Ye Yosel Lechem. Hu Vele Machshirov. Right, what's the rest of the pasuk? Achasher Ye Yosel Lechol Nefesh. Achasher Ye Yosel Lechol Nefesh. Hu Levado Ye Yosel Lechem. That any Melachas Oichel Nefesh is Doicha Yontif. So we learn, Hu Vele Machshirov. Eichel nefesh is deich yantiv, but machshir eichel nefesh is not deich yantiv. Levade teaches me, v'loi milah shloi bezmano. Haba mikal v'chaymer. Milah shloi bezmano is also not deich yantiv. Why would you have thought that it should be deich yantiv? So, the Gemara says, because you would have made a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? I am the first Rashi in the Yom. But there would have been a havamita to make a kal v'chaymer that milah shloi bezmano should be deich yantiv. Kamash one from the word levade not. So what does it do with us? We're not talking about milah. Because if milah shloi bezmano is not deich yantiv, then so too srefas kachim should also not be. Rashi says, because Srefas Kachim Psulin is Kemila Shaloi Bezmana. Why? Because they could both be pushed off. Right? Mila Bezmana has to happen on the eighth day. Mila Shaloi Bezmana could happen tomorrow. Srefas Kachim Psulin can theoretically be done tomorrow, and being that it could be done tomorrow, so therefore it's not Doicha Yantiv. Rashi Yom Ramashi said the fourth Teretz. Shabbos Noin, the Yantiv Asehu, Vein Aseh, Doicha Lois Aseh, Verase. You're assuming that the love of Yantiv is only a Lois Aseh? Says in the Torah, Nala du Malach an Yontif. But said Rav Ashi, it's not only a lois ase, it's also an ase. Because it also says in the Torah, the word Shabbosoin, Shivas Yomim, the Achbar Chamish Asayim Lachodesh Ashvi, Ba'aspechem Es Tfuas Ha'aretz, Tachoygu Es Chag Hashem, Shivas Yom. This is referring to the Yontif of Sukkot. Ba'yoyim Horishnoin Shabbosoin. So it says in the Torah Shabbosin, Shabbosin is an asay, that means Yontif is not just a lois asay, it's a lois asay v'asay, and for that we have the rule that ein asay is doicha lois asay v'asay. So why is Srefas Kachim Psulim? Why is Srefas Noisa not doicha Yontif? Aye, let the asay of Srefas Noisa be doicha the lois asay of Yontif. So we have four pshatim. We have Chizkiyah, we have Abaya, we have Rav and Rav Ashi. Chizkiyah, Abaya, and Rav all learned it out from Sukkim. Rav Ashi said, you don't have to come on to a pasuk, it's pashat. The old kash is a mistake. You're assuming that Yontif is only a lois asay. If that's the case, asay should be doicha lois asay. Yontif isn't just a lois asay. Yontif is a lois asay v'asay. Oh, if Yontif is a lois asay v'asay, so then the halacha already is that ein asay doicha lois asay v'asay. Excellent. This Gemara, this last Gemara that we just learned, is really a Gemara that appears in several places in Shas regarding several different halachas. We've seen it already twice during this last machzor of Daf Yomi. The Gemara in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak Mamed Madlikin, discusses whether or not when you light candles Friday night, can you light candles using Shemen Sreifa, or can you not use light candles using Shemen Sreifa? So what's Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Sreifa is Shemen that's Truma, that's also Tamei. So in Halachas, if you have Truma Tmeya of Shemen, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be Madlikit. You're supposed to let it burn out. It's a mitzvah to be madlik Shemen Sreifa. And the Mishnah says, ein madlikin. Not only ein madlikin b'Shabbos, but the Mishnah says also ein madlikin b'yantiv. The Gemara says, why ein madlikin b'yantiv? I don't understand. If burning Shemen Truma Tmeya is a mitzvah, I say, Yontif is a lois asay. So why do we say in asay da'icha lois asay v'asay? So the Gemara over there brings the same shot. Chizkiya and Abaya and Rava and Ravashi, where the first three Amirom said, no, it's based on Psukim, like we just said. Ravashi said the whole kash is a tois, because it's true that Yontif is a lois asay, but it's also an asay. It says in the Torah Shabbosni. The in asay, da'icha lois asay v'asay. Another place that we had it was in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Over there, the Gemara was discussing Mila Shalei Bezmana, which Rava and our sugya referenced for a second. The Gemara says that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but Yoy Mashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. But only Mina B'Zman is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi B'Zman is not Doicha Shabbos. Not only is Mila Shaloi B'Zman not Doicha Shabbos, but Mila Shaloi B'Zman is also not Doicha Yontif. The Gemara says, why not? Why is Mila Shaloi B'Zman not Doicha Yontif? Mila is an Asay. Yontif is a Lois Nasay. Asay is always Doicha Lois Asay. And the same Gemara, Chizkiya, Abaya, Rava all brought Psukim. Rav Ashi said the whole kash is a tois. You don't have to come on to Psukim. Because Shabbosain the Yontif Asay. It says in the Torah regarding the mitzvah of Yontif Shabbosain. Shabbosain is a mitzvah Asay. And as a result, Yontif is not just a lois Asay, but it's a lois Asay v'asay. Asay is doicha lois Asay, but Asay is not doicha lois Asay v'asay. So we have it in three sugyas. We have it in our sugya regarding Sreifas Noiser. In Perek Bamem Adlikin Amasech the Shabbos regarding lighting candles Yontif night with Shemin Sreifa. And then we have it in paragraph of the Ezra, the Mila Masech and the Shabbos, regarding doing a Mila Shaloi Bezman. Toisvis, Masech des Kedushin, Daflam Edalad Amid Aleph, brings a kasha in the name of one of the Bali Toisvis, Harav Yosef Me Eretz Yisrael. So we recently spoke about Rabbi Chil Mi Paris, who went from Paris to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to bring karbonos in the 13th century. But this is another one of the Bali Tosfos that clearly had a connection to Eretz Yisrael. HaRav Yosef Me Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yosef Me Eretz Yisrael asked the Bamba Kasha. He said that, according to Rav Ashi, why is it that you can't burn Noiser on Yontif? According to Rav Ashi, why can't you be Madlik Neiros with Shem and Sreif on Yontif? According to Rav Ashi, why can't you do Milosh Lebezmane on Yontif? I say is doicha lois asay. The teretz is because it's a lois asay v'asay. Because in addition to the lois asay, you also have the asay of Shabbos. It's afraid Rav Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. And by the way, this is one of the most yesoidistic toisvuses in Shas. This is quoted again and again and nochamol in the world of Rei. Afraid toisvus. That's poshnit. That the asay of Shabbos is a mitzvah asay shazman gerom. Asay of Shabbos is exclusive to Yontif. So if it's exclusive to Yontif, Yontif is a mitzvah asay shazman gerom. So if that's the case, the asay of Shabbos is also a mitzvah asay shazman gerom. If all it is a mitzvah asay shazman gerom, Noshim should be potter. We know that women are potter from all mitzvahs asay shazman gerom. If Noshim are potter from the mitzvah of asay, so that means that clapping Noshim, the love of Yontif, is only a lois asay. Interesting. If that's the case, according to Rav Ashi, that held that the only reason in all three of these sugis you couldn't do the mitzvah on Yontif is because in asay doich lois asay v'asay, that's only a good teretz for a man. But if you're dealing with a woman, it's not going to be a good teretz. If that's the case, says Tosfos, lama machana cheshbon. It should be mutter for a woman to burn noiser on Yontif. Okay? A woman really burning noiser, I can live with that. It should be mutter for a woman to do a mila shaloi bezmanei on Yontif. A woman can't do bris mila. So that's really not that much of a kasha. But here's the kasha. The sugya in Perek Bamem Adlikin's talking about lighting candles Friday night. It's talking about lighting candles Leil Yontif. Who lights candles? The woman lights candles. So if the woman lights candles, that means it's poshut that the Ikar Halacha of Eim Adlikin Hashem and Tzreifa was given to women. So if the Ikar Halacha was told to women, and women don't have that say of Shabbosoin, because it's a mitzvah's essence as Mangaromo, say, Hiksha Rav Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. So he said, I don't understand the Halacha. How could Rav Ashi tell me? I say the Shabbosoin. What do you mean I say the Shabbosoin? What do you mean I say the Shabbos? It's a mitzvah asay shazman gerom. So if that's the case, all you have is the lois asay. If all you have is the lois asay, let that say be doicha lois asay. So why can't a woman light candles Yontif night, which I mean treifa? Rav Ashi said, let that say be doicha lois asay. Oh no, because the lois asay vasay, women don't have the asay. A man has the asay. But a woman doesn't have the asay because that say is a mitzvah asay shazman gerom. If it's a mitzvah asay shazman gerom, nashim apater. So all the woman has is the lois asay. If all she has is the lois asay, so let that say of Adlokas Neiros be doicha the lois asay. Mila shleib is manoi, sreif is nice, but let's focus on the one that's so obvious. Lighting candles, Yontif night, that's the woman's mitzvah. So if it's the woman's mitzvah, how can it be that Chazal said you can't do it when really a woman is allowed to do it? So Tosfos says a teretz, which is not going to be the focus of the raid, right? But Tosfos says that you have to say that once the Torah was megala, that the love of Yontif has an asay, The halacha is that asay can't be doichin the lois asay, even if bepoyol, even if tachlis, you don't have the asay. Because the gedder of why asay is not doichin lois asay vasay is that the asay strengthens the lois asay. Any lois asay that has an asay is a stronger lois asay. Now, you're going to come up with an academic reason. You're going to hire an attorney who's going to come up with a loophole why I punk don't have the asay. It's very nice. But at the end of the day, the lois asay has the asay. I'd rather don't have the asay. Once the lois asay has the asay, it's an under lois asay. And that lois asay is not nitcha mipnei asay. That's what Tosfos says. Reb Kiveger and Gilyon Ashas, on that teretz of Tosfos, says, Ein chulin kuf mem alef amen alef Tosfos dibri amaskel leitzricha. What he means is Tosfos that quotes the Riva that we spoke about a few weeks ago in the raid by, as it relates to a different reason why ein asay doicha lois asay vasay. But that's not the focus of the raid. Dachroinen. Reb Kiva Eger, the Noida B'Yehuda, the Ksav Sofer, the Gedoyle Gedoyle Achreinim all said that from this Tosfos you see a very, very big Kiddush. And this is why this is a foundational raid bite. Meaning sometimes we always say the raid is purple and sometimes these are just Yesoidus. And this Tosfos that, and the Yesoid that the Achreinim extrapolate from this Tosfos is really from the Yesoid HaChasidus V'Shoyresh HaAvoida of raid. And that is as follows. Just a little bit of Akhnama. We know that women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama. Why are women potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama? So all the Achroinim quote the Avudram. The Avudram says that the reason women are potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garama is because women are Meshubedois Lebaleh. Because they're Meshubed to their husbands. They have a job to do. They have places to be. Right? They have kids to take care of. And because of the responsibilities that women have, it's for that reason that they're parted from mitzvah seishas mangaram. Meaning, you can't tell a woman to be at a certain place at a certain time. It's just not fair. Because they just have too many responsibilities. A guy doesn't have much to do. But a woman, it's not fair. So as a result, because of the shibud that women have to their husbands, that's why women are parted from mitzvah seishas mangaram. It's kedai, we always read it inside. L'shoyne yazav shal avudram. Because a woman has to take care of her husband. And if she would be obligated to do a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, it's possible at the time that she's doing a mitzvah, her husband may ask her to do something. If she's going to listen to the Eibishter, and she's not going to listen to her husband, Oyvei to her, what's going to happen to her from her husband? Then tasa mitzvasoi. And if she's going to listen to her husband, v'taniach mitzvah zabayre, and she's not going to listen to the Eibishto, oylam yoytzra. What's going to be, how's she going to answer her creator? L'finkach patra abayre mi mitzvaseh. That's why the Torah said that women are part of her mitzvah zeh, she's manga rama, k'dei liyais l'sholim imbayilo. It's like this, she's going to have sholim bias. And then the Avadrom gives a whole sholim bias smooth. U'gdeva misayis matzonu sh'ashem ha'godol ha'nichta b'ktusha b'dayre nimcha l'amayim k'dei l'hanto sholim b'nish v'ishtoy. So if that's the case, so mitzvah zeh, she's manga rama turned into sholim bias. Advarim niflon. But this is what the Avadrom said. But the point is, the reason women are part of her mitzvah zeh, she's manga rama, is because a woman has a shibud. Her shibud is to her husband, and it's because of that shibud, you can't obligate her to do things at certain times. And that's why she's spotted from mitzvah saseh shas mangaram. And over the years, we've mentioned that the achronim in different places say different chidushim lahalacha based on the time of the krah, based on the reason that the avudram was megala to us, why women are potter from mitzvah saseh shas mangaram. Just to mention one, the Pnei Yeshua says in Masechtas Kedushin Tavchav Tesem Enav that any mitzvah that a woman could do al yedei shliach, she's chayven, even if it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaram. Pnei Yeshua says it's the answer to Tosfos Kasha, that the Gemara brings a pasuk that women are potter from the mitzvah of Mila. For Tosfos, why don't you need a pasuk to tell me women are potter from Mila? Mila is b'yem hashmini. It's a classic example of a mitzvah saseh shas mangaram. Zok to Pnei Yeshua, being that Mila you could do al yedei shliach, any mitzvah that you could do al yedei shliach, there's no halacha mitzvah saseh shas. What's the svara? Say the achronim, this is the svara. Because why are women potter? Because of their shibud. So if she physically has to do the mitzvah, she can't do it ayidei shliach. Okay, so she's meshubed. So if she's meshubed, what do you want from her? But any mitzvah that she could do ayidei shliach, so she doesn't have to be the one that does it. She could always point to shliach to do it. Or if she could always point to shliach to do it, there's no reason to buy. But the point is, women are part of mitzvah aseh shas mangarama because they're meshubed l'bay. The achroinim in different places, scattered, all cleared the same shiloh. What would be a mitzvah aseh where the mitzvah is not do something, but the mitzvah is b'sheva al taisa. The mitzvah is make sure that you don't do that. Any mitzvah saseh, that's b'sheva al taisa. And there are examples of it. Would a woman be potter or would they not be potter? So the Achronim say, Kiveger, the Noi de Yehuda, the Ksav Soifer, that at first glance you would say that they should be chayev. Because why are women parted from mitzvah seish as man girl? Because how could you tell her to do something? She has responsibilities. That's if the mitzvahs become vaseh. But if the mitzvahs b'sheva al taisa, so then you're not asking her to do something. You're just telling her to not do something, right? It's hard to do two things at once. But if one is b'kum vaseh and the other one's b'shev al-taisa, then it becomes much easier to multitask. It's not so hard. So if the mitzvah is b'shev al-taisa, zogin d'achroinim, I would think, b'muschur rishin, that women should be chayef. That's what the svar is. Abzogin d'achroinim, I have a raya from a toisvis, in Mesechtes Kedushin, daf lamed alon amad alf, that's not the case. Because Toysus brings a kasha from Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim, that Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha, that why you're not allowed to light candles, which I'm in Tzreifa, said Rav Ashi, because this is an asay, and this is a lois asay v'asay, v'ein asay, doich a lois asay v'asay. What's the asay? In the lois asay v'asay, it's the asay of Shabbosim. It's very Toysus kasha, I don't understand. Shabbosim is a mitzvah asay shas mangarama. If it's a mitzvah asay shas mangarama, Nashim should be potter. If that's the case, Nashim should be able to light. Who are we talking to when we're talking about lighting candles, Yontif night? We're talking to the Freud. So if that's the case, what are you telling me? It's a lois asay v'asay. No, it's not. Not for the women. Women don't. And Toysus had to come up with a whole teretz. The asay impacts the lois asay. It's in different. Say better. Say the mitzvah asay of Shabbosim is b'shach. What does Shabbosim mean? You don't do anything. You rest. That's what Shabbosim is by definition. So it's b'shev al taisa. If it's b'shev al taisa, what's frey toisvis? And what's that toisvis ogin to roots him? And Reb Kivei Gedolia Nashas has to send you to a toisvis in Chulin Kuf Memalev with the riva. Say bashit. It's not a kasha because it's b'shev al taisa. And the whole svar of why women are potter from mitzvah seishas mangaram is na. It's not applicable. So if that's the case, just like the Pnei Yeshua said that if you can do it al yishliach, you don't have the pter mitzvah seishas mangaram. And all the other raid that tachreinim are meichiach from this avodah, let's be meichiach this as well. Zogin tachreinim, it's muchach. It's muchach from this toisvis that when women are potter from mitzvah seishas mangaram, it was instituted with a light plug. Not only are they potter from mitzvah seishas mangaram, Bekum vaseh, but they're also potter from mitzvah aseh shas mangarama b'shev al taisa. They're also going to be potter from mitzvah aseh shas mangarama b'shev al taisa. This is a very important yesod that we take out from Toysus Gedushin daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Netz Hashem will do another part to this raid bite, but we're going to stop now. Just one other ha'ara as it relates to Rav Ashi's halacha, and that is again the Gemara was discussing Sreifas kachin, Sreifas noisa. Can't do it on Yontif. Why can't you do it on Yontif? Let that say it's Reifas. Noisa, it's a mitzvah. But Noisa, Mimenu, Adoikavesh, this Reifu. Let it be Doichon, the Loisa, say of Yontif. Says the Gemara, four Terusim. Chizki, Abai, and Rav learned to that from Sukkim. Rav Ashi said, Pashit, the whole Kash is a Tois. Why? Because this is not only a Loisa, say Yontif. Yontif is a Loisa, say Vase. And even though I say it's Doichon, Loisa, say, Ein Ase, Doichon, Loisa, say Vase. There's a Gemara, Mesachtis Rosh Hashanah, that flamed base on the base. The Gemara that was discussing a Shofar. Rosh Hashanah, where you would have to do some sort of Isser in order to get the Shofar. So it's Rosh Hashanah. You want to blow a Shofar. But in order to blow a Shofar, you're going to have to do some sort of Aveir. Says the Mishnah, Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah, Eim Avir and Olav HaTchom. You're not allowed to take a Shofar outside the Tchom in order to blow a Shofar. Ve'im Befakchin Olav HaZagal. If a gal of Atzama is a whole pile of stone fell on top of the Shofar, you're not allowed to remove the stones to take out the Shofar. Lo Yoylan Be'ilon, you're not allowed to climb a tree to get a shofar. You're not allowed to ride on an animal to get a shofar. You're not allowed to swim in the water to get a shofar. You're not allowed to cut it off the animal. It doesn't matter if the cutting is going to involve a deraisa. It doesn't matter if it's going to involve a derabanan. The point is, you're not allowed to violate any issa, deraisa, derabanan in order to blow a shofar. I don't understand why not. Shofar aseihu. Shofar is an asei. The yontif. I say, because Shofar Aseihu, wrong nigga. Shofar Aseihu, the reason is because Shofar is an Aseh. The Yontif is a lois Aseh v'Aseh. You want to know why you can't have the mitzvah of Shofar be doicha all the Yisurim of Yontif? Because Shofar is an Aseh, and Yontif is a lois Aseh v'Aseh. The Aseh doicha lois Aseh v'Aseh. This is the whole Gemara, it's not even one line. My time, Shofar Aseihu, the Yontif Asei, the Lois Asei, the In Asei, Doicha, as Lois Asei, Vasei. Fake the Shagas Aryeh, in Ture Yevin, he says, Gevalt. There's a few places in Shas where the Gemara discusses an Asei being Doicha, the Lois Asei of Yontif. And in all those Sugis, there was one man, the Amar, the Amar Rav Ashi, who said that you want to know why an aseh can't be doichot lois aseh of yontif? Because yontif isn't only a lois aseh, it's a lois aseh vaseh. But Chizkiah and Abaya and Rava, they didn't hold that yontif is a lois aseh vaseh. They had to come onto psukim in all the respective sugyas to explain why the aseh is not doichot the lois aseh. In other words, Chizkiah and Abaya and Rava would have the opinion that yontif is only a lois aseh. Ayat says Shabbosai, Ayir, whatever the teretz is. But yontif is a lois naseh. It's not a lois naseh vaseh. So freik tishai, I guess, how's Chizki, Abai, and Rava going to learn pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara says, my time, and you want to know why that seh of shayif is not doich? Oh, it's a lois vaseh. And I say, doich a lois vaseh. That's no good like Ravashi. That's Ravashi sheet in Perik Mameh Madlikin. That's Ravashi sheet in Perik Rabbalaz and Demila. That's Ravashi sheet in Perik Ketzat Zoyle. That's Ravashi sheet in different places in Shas. But all the other Amiram argued. It's according to the other Amiram that it's only a lois naseh. So why did the Gemara say? What's Chizki going to do? What about Abayu? What about according to Rav? It's a bomb kasha. As I frank the Shagasariya. So I found a mitziah many years ago. The Netziv in his Sefer Hemigdavar. It's in his Pirish on Chumash. So this is in Parshas Emor. And it's on the psukim that talk about Rosh Hashanah. Vayitnaber Hashem Moshe Lemer. Dab Rav Bnei Yisrael Lemer. Bachoydesh Hashvi. Be'echod lachoydesh. Yiyah lachem Shabbosayin. Zichroin Truah. Mikro Koydesh. Bachoydesh Hashvi. 7th month of the year, that's Chodesh Tishrei. Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yilechem Shabbosayim, Zichroin Trua, Mikro Chodesh. You can have the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Netziv, the Pasuk over here says the word Shabbosayim. The truth is, it says Shabbosayim by many of the Pesukim that deal with Yontif. That was Rav Ashi's Aseh. It says Shabbosayim. Shabbosayim means it's a positive mitzvah that you're supposed to rest. But the Netziv says that if you look carefully in this Pasuk, it says something in this Pasuk doesn't say in all the other Pesukim. If all the other Pesukim, the Torah says the word Shabbosayim. Shabbosayim. Ubayayim Hashmini, Shabbosayim. Right? Bayayim Hashmini, what do you do Bayayim Hashmini? Shabbosayim. What do you do Bayayim Hashmini? Shabbosayim. It's supposed to rest. Here the Torah says, Be'echad Achoydesh, Yieh lochem Shabbosayim. Says the Netziv, there's a difference. Yieh is a lashon tzivoy. It's a mitzvah. Yieh lochem Shabbosayim. Torah is telling you, you have to be in a state of Shabbosayim. So the Netziv said a davar nifla. He said that even though throughout Shas there was a machloikis between Chizki, Abaya, Rav on one side and Rav Ashi on the other side, whether Shabbosayim is an aseh, the only reason they were arguing b'kula Talmudah, whether it's an aseh, the only reason they had that machloikis is because all the Torah said was Shabbosayim. It said, b'yayim ha-rishayim Shabbosayim, u'bayayim ha-shmini Shabbosayim. Torah never said as a mitzvah command. It said it's a day of rest. Of course it's a day of rest. It's a day of rest because you're not allowed to do malacha. There's no mitzvah of Shabbosayim. There's one place in the Torah where there's a mitzvah of Shabbosayim. It says, yeelachem Shabbosayim. And that's by Rosh Hashanah. See, he says, I'll tell you a chiddush. Yeish loymar. That by Rosh Hashanah there's no machloikis. By Rosh Hashanah it's not only Rav Ashi that's going to say that Shabbosayim's an aseh. Chizki, Abaye, Rav and Rav Ashi are all going to say it's an aseh. It's nafke b'shar yomim toivim. Where it doesn't say yilachem Shabbosayim. All it says is Shabbosayim. So could be over there it's going to be different. So it says, said in Netziv, Lefiz, I'll read it to you. It's in parentheses. It's in brackets in one piece in the Hemek David. The Netziv does this sometimes. Literally in one or two lines he says, Dvarim Niflon, says the Netziv, and near it, after Rav Ashi, Yushama, the Yontif, Havi Asei, Veloys Asei, even though Rav Ashi is the one throughout Shas that said that Yontif is an Asei, Veloys Asei, Van Mayroi, Kamoy Pligi Asei, and all the other Amayram argued with him, Mikom Makim, Be Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Hakom Oiden, everybody's going to agree, Ki Stomad the Gemara, Mesachis Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis, and Azayz Mashmin the Gemara, Lamed Beis Amed Beis, and why is everyone going to agree? Because here it says, Yilachem Shabbosim, Bezem Yushiv Kushis Aturiyev. And with this, it's Meyoshev the Shagasari's Kasha. Shagasari's Kasha was that the Gemara said, oh, my time, you want to know why you can't be over Averis for Shofar? Oh, it's very posh, because then I say, Lois Asei Vasei, Ein Asein Doicho Lois Asei Vasei. The Kasha is, what do you mean? That only explains Rav Ashi Shita. What about all the other Amayron? What about Chizki Abai Verov? Teretz Chizki Abai Verov are going to agree over here. The only reason they argued was by Shari Yomim Toivim, where it doesn't say Yilachem Shabbosin. Over here it says Yilachem Shabbosin. Here the Torah clearly said Shabbosin is a mitzvah. If the Torah clearly said that Shabbosin is a mitzvah, over here, everybody is going to agree. And that's why in the Sugi and Rosh Hashanah, there's no mention of the other Amiram. And that's the Teretz of the Shagasai Yizkash.